Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? I wonder if the rain is over for today. What if not? You know, I think we needed it. It's been kind of dry again, but not as dry as it was last year. We really had a lot of drought last year. But I am thankful for the rain. I am live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I'm also live right now on that TuneIn app. When people ask you how to get on that TuneIn app, which is also on your TV apps now, so just let them know. All you have to do is download them on any electronic device and search WWGH. Now, on your TV, when you go to your TuneIn app, you just have to have it on during the time of A Voice of a People, which is at 10:15 on Thursdays and 11:15 a.m. on Thursdays. Okay, now I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. If it's your first time, I pray not your last time. Faithful listeners and supporters, thank you. Good to talk to you once again. God bless you all. Along with you all, we had Chappie's Hydraulic Holes Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries. Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number 740-223-1515 or www.logosChristianMinistries.com. Ongoing announcement for Logos. Free produce every third Saturday of every month. The next will take place September 19th, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Please share this with others you know have need of free produce. Also, our prayer line was started with Cheryl Lee. Please continue to pray for her. Anyone else you know that may be in need of healing, dealing with health issues, also maybe dealing with a loss of a loved one, or maybe someone lost their home or lost a car, lost their insurance. There's so many things that people are suffering through today, and we can lift them up in prayer. A lot is going on in our city, our state, and in our nation that we all should be concerned about, that we should be praying for our president, all those people who are under him, or let's not just pray for Republicans, but let's just pray for everybody, you know, that we can come to some type of agreement and we can move on in our world, in politics, you know. Just be concerned about what we need to be concerned about. I know a lot of people have gotten one-sided and don't want to move or stay where they are. But you know what? Change is hard. But sometimes it's possible. And it has to happen. Change is necessary. I want to come up with our thought for today, and then I will turn my attention over to my guest today. Thought for today. What happened to it? It just disappeared on me. Just hold on. Opportunity. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. Contemplate on that. Thank you. I am going to turn my attention over to Mike. Mm-hmm. And he is here today. And he was here last hour. We had Dr. Brown with us, but he had to go. So we're going to continue with Mike talking about city politics. Okay? So what's on your heart again, Mike?
Well, to answer your question about the weather, I just looked on my weather app, and it looks like there's nothing out there. So maybe rain has stopped.
I hope.
But, you know, it's really hard to know with the defunding of all of that stuff, because, you know, when nothing has money, nothing works.
True.
Absolutely. And that's very frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It is frustrating.
But, yeah, I mean, and one of the things that I have found very, very frustrating is the lack of alternative news sources in Marion. So I and myself and three others have created a organization called Marion Orwellian Watch. And we try to dig into a lot of the questions that people have.
Right.
And so we've dug into the Silver Street stuff to try and figure out what was going on there, why it needed to be emergency and all that stuff. We've dug into, I just shared this the past hour that we pulled information from the, you know, to find out what Ralph was talking about with the Secretary of State.
Right.
So we did that. We also dug into the fire department Rite Aid fiasco.
Right, right.
And we're still digging into that. I think there's still information we haven't gotten yet that we're still fighting to pull. Because if trying to get that information has been like pulling teeth.
I bet.
And then not only that, but the fiscal emergency. I mean, we're most of the people that are on council and in office are still some of the people that were here when that was going on. And they're all saying, oh, we didn't know. Okay, well, guess what? You know now. So, you know now, you need to be more transparent about what the heck is going on. Mm-hmm. If anything, you should be overly transparent and sharing with the people, this is how we're trying to fix it.
Right.
But instead, we're getting nothing. And if the public comes up and says, hey, how is this helping, or how is this going, you know, how is, you know, $200,000 for a brand new software system. Okay, how does that help?
What's that for? Water?
No, the software system is for the computers and stuff in the city building for managing funds.
Okay.
Well, the first time you did that, it didn't work out very well. How do we know this time's going to be any different? We already have a system.
Right.
You're saying that the state says you can't have it. Okay, well, show us the records where they said that. Show us. Why do we have to ask for them?
Right.
You know, it's the whole, we were on that committee and we talked to them and they said, no, we should have it. And then there was somebody else that said, well, they said they would like us to have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so do we have to have it? Or is it we would like to have it.
Right.
And if we got it, it would still work with the systems they have. Like, which one is it?
Right.
You know, because I dug. The software that we're using is still valid. It's still supported.
Right.
There might be updates, some things to change. And they don't even want to do a forensic audit to find out anything about what may have happened or gone wrong. Mm. Oh, that's going to cost us too much money. Oh, that's going to cost us. You want to spend $200,000+ on this software. And we don't even know if that software is going to be any better than what we have.
Right.
Because trust me, bro, it doesn't work. And then they brought in the sales guy like they did with the Flock. And they didn't even give him an opportunity to speak to us about it. Mm-hmm. He was just there to answer their questions.
Right.
And then maybe some of our questions, but what questions do we have? When we're told, oh, we just need it. And we were told we have to have it, but it's a like to have. But it's not a like to have. Because we were told we have to have it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a have to have because we would like to have it.
Right.
Which one is it? You keep changing the game. And this is before questions are even asked.
Wow. So make up your mind, right?
Right. So maybe figure out what it is you want to do and then come and tell the public, this is what we need to do and why we need to do it. And here's the evidence as to why we need it.
Right.
But we're telling you we want a fiscal review done to know where that money went. Oh, we can't do that. We can't do that. That's gonna be $1 million. We're $800 million in the hole already. What's another million? Yeah, what's another million?
What's going on with our deficit?
Good question. Good question. You know, I don't hear anybody in position of power talking about it.
Oh, what they're going to do to change it, right, help it, or help turn it around.
The way it sounds like to me is we're just going to forget it ever happened and move forward. That's what it sounds like.
And let the state run our city.
Well, no, the state's going to be in for 2 years.
Okay,
so
2 years.
They'll be in. Basically, what they're doing is they're going in and going, okay, your stuff is all messed up. We're going to just try and figure out how to put things together as best as possible, mm-hmm, so you can move forward.
Right, right.
There's nothing to do with accountability. They're not doing accountability work. They're, mm-hmm, just trying to make sure that we're stable enough going forward.
Right, right.
So, and again, I have to question, because a lot of these people that are in power are the same people that were there when all this went down. So it makes it very interesting that they don't want to do an audit. You know, I'm not saying they did wrongdoing, yeah, but it doesn't look good when the people in power say, we don't want anybody to audit anything because, you know, oh, it's going to cost us too much money.
Oh, I didn't know that. They didn't want to audit.
Yeah, no. People asked at council on Monday, and they're like, well, we don't want to do it because it's too expensive. It'll cost us over $1 million. Like, we're $12 million already in the debt. Why does it matter? Why does it matter?
I guess it
doesn't. Like, I mean, okay, we're not talking about, you know, $500 missing. Right. We're not talking about a couple, you know, we're not talking about thousands. We're talking about millions of dollars,
yes,
tens of millions of dollars we are missing. And these people are like, I don't know what happened. But don't look at it. Don't go looking because it'll cost too much money. Like,
it's crazy.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
I don't understand
that either.
You waited until $12 million went somewhere before you acted. And, you know, you might have, and here's the other thing is, they waited until after the election to say something about it. Why?
Well,
are you telling me that you didn't know until you got back in the seat?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I mean, this is, you know,
yeah,
again, I don't want to say that they're breaking laws, but at the same time, if you look at it from the outside perspective,
right,
it doesn't look good.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
And the frustrating thing is these people voted them in again.
Yes.
But the weird thing is like, I'm seeing people, and people are not happy with them. Mm-hmm. Why are you voting people in you're not happy with?
That's a good question.
Why are you voting people in you're not happy with? If that is not the person that you want, why are you voting for that person?
Right.
Because they have an R? Because they have a D?
Yeah.
An R and a D is not the qualifier. Should never be the qualifier.
Oh, no.
The qualifier should be, does the person going in match what I want them to be doing when they're in
qualify.
Their office?
Qualify. Yeah, are they qualified?
And if they're not, then regardless of party, they shouldn't be in there.
That's true.
And you should be making sure you don't vote for that person.
That's so true.
There's way too many times where I see, especially online, where people are like, well, if it's got an R in his name, I'm going to go ahead and vote for him because I don't want no dang D. I'm like, okay, well, you know, then shoot yourself in the foot because you're going to get what you get.
Right.
Because so you're true. Limiting yourself on one group. And if that group has really bad policies, mm-hmm, you're stuck with that whole group. You're stuck with all those policies. You have to own that.
Yeah, you do.
Because you voted for it.
Right.
And your votes have consequences. And if you don't want the consequences, don't do it. It's that simple.
Yeah. But they keep following the same trend.
You know, the argument of stupidity is you keep doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result. How many times have we voted Republican in Marion?
Every election. For the past, how many years?
Since
Mayor Schurcher left. He was a Democratic governor. Mayor.
And things have gotten better, right? Like, so much better
downhill.
Now. They're all ours. There's no
downhill.
Diversity of thought.
Right. Downhill.
You know, oh, no, it couldn't be going downhill. They're all ours. It should be, everybody should be, like, you know, millionaires and billionaires by now in the city.
That'd be nice, but hey.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
No, it's not how it works.
You know, and these people that you know, and I feel for a lot of these people because I know that they're suffering. And it's like, you know, and you try to talk to them about the basic human decency and right. basic dignity of just being human and existing as human. Mm-hmm. And we can't even agree on that.
Oh, no.
Suffering for them is important. They have to suffer because I suffered. So if I suffered, they have to suffer. Hurt Why? People hurt people.
Yeah, they do.
Hurt That's people true. Hurt people. And unless you actually stop and focus on that and understand that, you're not going to break the cycle.
Yeah, but don't we all hurt? Haven't we all been hurt?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what makes your hurt worse than my hurt?
Right.
You know, that you're so vengeful against everybody else and you want to make everybody else suffer.
Because they're jealous. Because your hurt is not the same as my hurt. And so you didn't suffer the same things I suffered. And so therefore it's not fair that you seem like you have everything put together and I don't. And so therefore you should suffer more
right.
because of how I feel.
Right, right. It must be like
when,
that.
When
know?
Instead what it should be is I see that you have suffered.
Right.
I have suffered as well.
Right.
Let's
do something
so that Opposites. Our suffering that occurred doesn't happen to anybody
right.
else.
We can heal and feel better, right?
I mean, that, oh my God, that's a secret sauce. The secret sauce is right there.
You think so? Yeah, it is.
It's right there.
Because we all hurt. We all been hurt, you know?
I mean, but how many times have we heard, oh, well, that person could just go and get a job. I'm sorry, homeless people cannot just go and get a job. They cannot.
Or benefits. That's such a lie.
Yes.
Such a lie.
But well, they can't get a job because they have no place to shower. They have no place to...
No hygiene.
No good clothes. So where are they supposed to get a job? Because no one's going to hire them.
Right.
No one.
Right.
You know, they need help.
Yes, they do.
And so you can either look at them and judge them, but guess what? One day, you might be in that predicament.
Amen.
And the way our economy is going, we're all going to be in that predicament soon
Amen.
Enough.
Oh, God forbid. But you're right. We're not going to have anything.
Right. So can we just agree that everyone is human first and foremost,
of all, yes.
which means everyone deserves dignity.
Yes.
Which means these people that are immigrants and they're coming in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're coming in. You know why they're coming in? Because we destabilized their countries. Where else
that
are they
too.
Supposed to go?
That too.
Where
that
else are they
too.
Supposed to go?
That too. You're so right about that.
You know, heaven forbid, I hope we don't ever experience what we do to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that we pounding their chest about, you know, America first and all this bull crap.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what to do with themselves.
No, they wouldn't. They would not.
They would be the first ones running away because, oh my God, it came here.
Yes.
Well, the rest of us are like, it's been here. What are you talking about?
Right.
You know.
It would just be in a bigger way and, you know, a bigger impact on more people. And I say the same thing. How would we feel if they would bomb us?
Right.
Repeatedly.
Right. For no reason.
For no reason.
They just came over one day and said, you know what? We're just going to bomb it because you're here for no other reason. That was the reason. They were there. They existed. That was it. They didn't attack anybody. They didn't do anything. They were pretty much there, minding their own damn business. And I know people are like, oh, but they support terror groups. Yeah, well, we do too. Who do you think made the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? We did. During the Soviet Union Cold War, we gave them weapons. We taught them how to fight with them. And we then when we were done, we let them go. We'd have walked away. Because, you know, that's not going to come back and bite us in the butt. You know, all these militants that we train
in
other countries, like, they're going to leave us alone because they're in those countries. No. You know, Iran, we toppled their regime.
Right.
And then they did a whole coup to get rid of the person that we put in.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're mad at us. Well, gee, I wonder why. I wonder why they're mad at us. You know, I mean, it would be the same thing if somebody came in and toppled our government.
What are we doing over there? Why are we over there?
Yeah, that's the question. That is the more important question than anything. And you know what's worse? Iran came on and said, we would never treat our prisoners the way that the sailors on the USS Abraham Lincoln are being treated.
Yeah, you said they were jumping off the boat.
Your
stuff, right?
enemy, your so-called enemy is calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
something is wrong.
Yes, it is.
Now, mind you, I would argue that the reason that the Abraham Lincoln is in the state that it's in is because all of our resources in that area to supply those ships is gone. All those bases that supplied those ships are gone. So what are we doing about it? We're replacing that ship with another one.
I heard that. They were sending another one.
How is that one going to be any different?
Right.
It's going to go in and it's going to run into the same freaking problem. So when, what are you going to do about replacing that one? Do you have a plan for that one? Because that's going to it's going to happen again. And maybe sooner. We don't know how well supplied it is.
So what about this? Trump says we now control the canal.
We don't control Jack.
I didn't think so.
No. They control it. And what's worse is Trump is trying to put pressure on the other half of it that kind of co-owns it. Oman, I think it is. I don't remember the exact name of the country. But it's one of our allies. Mm-hmm. And he's trying to put pressure on them saying, that we're going to control it. And they have no say in it. So one of our allies that is in that region, he's saying, we own it. You don't, shut up. Mm. How? You're going to treat a friend like that? Mm. A friend. You're going to treat a friend like that. And you wonder why they don't want to help us. Like, I'm sorry. The rest of the world is they're moving away from us faster than what a lot of people realize. Because this president has completely screwed us. Mm-hmm. And we are not going to recover. We will not recover from this for a very long time.
He laughs in our face.
He does, because he thinks it's funny.
Yeah, he does.
Because as far as he's concerned, he can do no wrong.
Right. He can do what he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. Who's the commander-in-chief again? It's not Whiskey Leaks. It's not Keg's Breath.
Right.
It's, you know, it goes to the top.
Yes, it does. Yes,
so
it does.
They had no plan. They didn't protect the vital infrastructure needed to sustain the war that we are in.
Or
and it's
our
a war.
Country.
Right. And we're losing. So, not only that, we don't have enough munitions to protect everyone in other countries now because we're using it all on Iran. And Iran is not giving up.
I know. Like Ukraine, right?
Yeah. They're using the same tactics as that. Ukraine's using against Russia, and guess what? It's effective.
Yes,
it's working.
Is. Yes, it
because
is.
Because we lost a lot of our infrastructure overseas in all those areas, and now our allies in those areas are like, why are we even allies? We can't even protect us. Mm-mm. They're bombing us.
Right.
Going after your stuff that we're and what are we getting out of this?
Right.
Nothing.
Right. We have to protect ourselves.
Because we're over here like, yeah, no, you just do whatever you got to do. Don't worry about it. We're going to do our thing. But you have to help us with that. You have to help us with that. Don't ignore the fact that you're getting your butt beat for no reason of the fact that you have stuff. We have our stuff in your territory.
Right.
Don't worry about that part, but help us.
Right.
Mm. No, I'm sorry. They're busy. They're getting bombed because they're supporting you by having our bases there, and they're just simply removing our bases from that area to make sure that we can't function. Like Iran knows exactly what they're doing and how they're doing it. You know why? You know why they know where to hit us? Because they watched.
Oh yeah.
They paid attention.
Right.
They saw our tactics during every single Middle East incursion
War.
That we had. They knew where everything that we need is, and they took note. Did they act on it? No. When Obama was president, what was the big issue? Oh, Iran might get nuclear weapons. Okay. So what did he do about it? He created a deal.
Yes, he did.
How many people died doing that? None.
None.
And
peace.
He got the entire world.
Yeah.
He got the entire world behind him.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Black person.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know.
Can't have him
do
anything.
Can't have him do anything.
No credit for him.
Nope. And so what do you got? You got, you know, Trump got rid of that deal as soon as he came in office. Before he even read it.
As soon as he got
it. He just got rid of it. Oh, we don't need that.
No.
Oh, we don't? What's going on now? Why is the strait closed? You know, it wasn't closed before.
Right.
Biden was in office. It was open.
Yes.
You know, yes. Last time I checked, we didn't have an oil crisis.
Yes.
Oil prices might have been fluctuating.
Yeah.
But we, you know, now we have an absolute, we have an oil crisis.
Yes.
That is going to.
And what did he say? Get over it, because it's going to go higher.
Right. It is what it is.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
You know, or, hey, are you worried about the American people's finances going up? No, I don't care about the people's finances.
Right. He didn't care anything about us. I don't care about that. You know, we're paying those tariffs.
Yeah.
And he paid off these big companies. They didn't give us any return.
No. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. The big companies who make us pay for those tariffs got the kickback from those tariffs.
Right.
Same thing happened with the banks.
Yes.
What happened with the bank? All these people that got foreclosed on unlawfully and who
I was one of those people.
Couldn't
yeah.
have money. Like, I had a friend that happened to.
Yeah.
And I was very upset because I worked. I was actually working with a software company at the time for real estate appraisers.
Right.
I saw the writing on the wall. I saw what happened.
Yeah.
I knew where it was going.
Right.
But no one quite understood it until it actually finally hit.
Yeah, it was too much, you know, and overload.
Then, yep. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well,
we got
their
homes. You know,
that's when too big to fail started.
Yes.
Oh, this company's too big to fail. We can't let it fail. Lose all those jobs.
Right.
I'm sorry. If a company cannot afford to stay open, it does not belong open.
But look at all the jobs that were stripped from the American people.
Yeah.
In this new administration.
Well, not only that, but think about all the jobs that have been stripped out of this entire country over the course since Reagan.
Yes.
And they would go, oh my God, Democrats are going to take your jobs. Like, I'm sorry, the CEOs already took them overseas a long time ago. They ain't coming back.
Right.
Those jobs are not coming back. I don't care what anybody tries to sell you.
For the people with the R behind their name, the I behind their name, the D behind their name, all of it is gone.
All of it's gone. Those long gone. They're never coming back.
Mm-mm.
And thinking that they will is a pipe dream.
Right. And a lie.
And it's definitely not going to come back anywhere near in time for these tariffs and stuff to solve the problem.
No.
And this is just a way for them to, again, funnel money directly to him.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
With what's going on with, you know, keeping the strait open and closed all the time. Look at the stock market. Every time it shuts down, shuts down, oh my God, prices, you know, the stock pile, you know, and then all of a sudden, it can't be more obvious anymore.
Right.
It used to be subtle. It's not. It's not obvious
anymore.
Now. It is obvious now. And now, Congress is trying to write laws to say that the working people are not allowed to take breaks in the heat and water breaks. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Why?
Hmm.
I'm sorry. This world is getting warmer. You can't tell me it's not.
It is.
That's what happens when, you know, you notice that records.
What about the heating dome we
had? At one point.
Right.
For it not to be going up. It has to stay stagnant.
Yes.
When has it ever been stagnant?
I can't remember when.
Yeah,
exactly. It's not going to be stagnant.
Exactly. It's not going to be stagnant. And, you know, and I don't understand these people that are like, oh my God, you know, but if we do anything, it'll get worse. How will it get worse if we do something about it? What's the worst case scenario? Right. Worst case. We spend all this time, all this money, all this energy, and it makes things a little better. Oh my God. Oh my God. It makes things a little better. Heaven forbid.
Right.
Heaven forbid. But instead, no, we can't do anything. We got to fear monger it.
Yeah.
It's a terrifying thing.
Yes.
You know what's more terrifying? Not having water.
I know.
Because it's all hydrated and it's all dried up and the companies are selling it back to you for a profit. Because they're doing that.
Yeah.
That's their plan. That's their goal. Mm. They're going to sell it back to us.
Mm.
They're going to taint the water that we have for public use, so that we can't drink it anymore, so that we have to go to them and pay for it. That's what they're doing. That's what they want to do. This is you know, when Dr. Brown was saying, I don't remember if he said it on air or not, but you know, race to the bottom. We are racing to the bottom. That is what this looks like.
I can feel it.
Yeah.
I can.
Well, yeah, because we are the ground. We're not the ground floor, but we're damn close to it.
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
So we'll you know, the rats are jumping ship already.
Just like healthcare. We're not going to have healthcare pretty soon.
Yeah.
You're on your own.
Right. You're on your own. Figure it out.
Yeah.
Pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yeah. We're going to be on our own.
Seriously?
And it won't matter who you're voting for.
No, it won't. Because,
what party
you're
affiliated with.
The frustrating thing. The frustrating thing is that the Democrats aren't going to have an answer for it. They're not. As much as I hate to say it,
right.
They're not.
Right.
You know, they're now terrified of the quote unquote democratic socialists. Why?
That's what I want to know. Why?
Why are you so terrified of them? Because
right.
they have ideas that are working.
Yeah.
They have ideas that are that put people at first
back to work.
as people.
Right.
They're treating people as people.
Yes.
That's terrifying.
Right.
Why is that terrifying?
Yeah.
Why is treating a person with dignity and respect?
Yeah.
And making sure they have the tools they need to survive
prosper.
And
yes,
prosper.
Yes.
Why is that scary? Why is that scary?
I think because they feel that's the instrument that they have always used against the Democratic Party. Oh,
mm-hmm.
They're socialists. Or they're communists.
Right.
You know, like, how degrading is that?
Yeah. It's very, well, and then, you know, they use all these weird.
And I hate to think that people think that only the Republicans have the right ideas. Like they are the perfect human beings. They
so,
never did anything wrong.
Here's the thing
Lies.
About civics. Here's the thing about civics. Something you have to understand. No one has the right answer.
I know.
No one.
I know.
No one has all the information.
No.
Anybody that claims to know that they have all the information is lying.
That's right.
Because it's impossible. You
yes.
can't, no one person can know everything.
Mm-mm.
But yet, one person claims to know everything.
I know.
And look at where it's gotten us.
Only I can do these things.
Right.
Mike.
I know. So,
only I can
you know,
solve these problems.
Right. Only I can create the problems that I can solve.
Yeah. Create them and still can't solve them.
And still
them.
Can't solve the ones they created.
Oh, my God. I think about our national mall
mm-hmm.
in D.C.
Yep.
And what it looks like.
Yeah. And he didn't even have to touch it. Why did he do that? Why?
Because he could.
Because you know why? Because
why?
Obama touched it.
Oh.
That's why. Obama tried to do a revamp of it.
Okay.
And so that's why. And he is such a racist. He is such a racist.
So Obama did that beautiful garden, him and Michelle?
Yeah, guess what happened to it?
Oh, I know. He tore it out.
Yeah, he tore it out. Anything that Obama touched, his goal is to get rid of it. Doesn't matter what it is. And his mediocre white butt thinks that he can actually make it better, and he can't.
Mm-mm. No.
And it's showing.
Oh, yeah.
And he's freaking out about it. And it's like, all you had to do was leave it the hell alone. All you had to do was leave it like it was. You didn't have to do anything to it. Nobody asked you to go into office and make that thing blue. No one did. You decided that yourself. No one asked you to put in a ballroom. No one asked you to rip down the East Wing. No one asked you to do that. And now what do we got? Nothing. It's an ugly, horrible mess.
And a big arena for that. What was
that,
the boxing?
It was a fighting ring. Yeah. That I think is still up? Or did they take it down?
I
don't remember.
It's destroyed all the grass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it ruined all the grass. It's... Like, it's the tacky, it's so tacky. Everything he does is so tacky. It's tacky. It doesn't look pretty.
Right.
All the gold in the Oval Office is so, so tacky. And it's not even real.
I'm sure it's not.
No, we already know it's not. People did research. It's they bought the stuff from Home Depot and then spray painted it gold to deal with his ego. So that he could make it think like it was gold.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's all fake.
Funny.
Everything he does, everything he is fake.
Mm-mm.
There's nothing real about him.
Wow. That's too funny.
I mean, he doesn't even have any money either.
Oh, my God.
He's broke. He has no money. You know how I know he doesn't have money? Because he keeps getting into scandals and stuff that he's got to pay money out for.
He finally paid that one woman who claimed, who accused him of rape.
Oh, yeah, after he tried to get the Supreme Court to, mm-hmm. to nullify it.
Right.
And thankfully, that was one time they were smart enough not to do that.
Right, and he actually paid. He took his time, though.
Oh, well, of course, that's what he does.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He takes his time. He knows how to manipulate the courts, and he manipulates the courts and takes as long as possible until when he finally has to do the thing because he's got no other route. He exhausts everybody, including the system, and the system is just like, just do something, man. Mm-hmm, just do mm-hmm. something. It's been a long time. Just do something, please.
Right.
like I feel like that's what happened with the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's like, look, dude, we're not getting. This has gone on long enough. Can you just?
So, what do you think about him not getting out of office?
Oh, I think that he is not going to leave.
How do you think the American people are going to receive that?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer. Because I think that we have been lulled into a false sense of security. And we've been pampered for so long. And this goes for both sides.
American people, absolutely.
American people they don't understand what struggle is.
No.
Not real struggle. We don't.
We haven't had to.
Right. And so when something, this is perfect for authoritarianism because they know how to work with people that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're seeing. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm.
I knew that this was going to be bad if he went back in again.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that we were likely not going to survive it. And right now, I would argue we're not. Because I know there's a lot of people looking at the election going, oh, if this election happens, this election is immaterial. Mm. Because it doesn't matter. This election doesn't matter. The election that matters
is the presidential.
Yep.
Of course.
Because they're only going to be able to do so much. And that's even if you get the people in that want to do something.
Right.
Which, I'm sorry, Democrats are fighting amongst themselves of what it is they even want to do. They're not listening to us.
No clear message.
Yeah, there's no clear message yet again. And what are they expecting to do? They're expecting to win on what? Win on what?
Right.
Status quo? Guess what? Status quo is what we have now. Right. And nobody likes it. No. So you're not going to win on that.
No, you're not.
You got independents coming up that are like Tracy Tackett,
mm-hmm.
Who want to try to bring everybody together.
Right.
I agree. We need to be working on bringing everybody together, but we also need to make sure that we're doing it in a way that is not leaving anybody behind.
Right.
With the exception of the ones that don't want to budge.
Yeah.
Because at this stage, I'm sorry, if you continue to support who you support, when you know all the atrocities, like, you know,
right.
We told
you,
it's on record, you know,
right.
You don't get to feign ignorance anymore. It's happened twice now. No.
Oh.
No. Now is the time to get off the pot.
It's a daily thing.
So, you know, we're not going to talk to those people.
Right.
Those people can figure things out on their own. Wow. Because look where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
We let them take over, and what happened? No.
I mean, they really took over.
Yeah. So, no.
All the branches of government.
Yeah. They don't get to have say until they figure out, you know, that humans can be humans.
Right, right.
Until that, they don't get a say anymore.
Mm.
They've had plenty to say.
Oh, yeah, they have.
They need to sit down, and they need to let the adults handle it now.
Oh, my, my, my. My. But, you know, I hear you. I feel it myself. We're in for a battle.
We are. It is a battle. And
yes, in for a fight.
And as one person put it, it will be a bloodless battle unless we want to fight for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We can step back and let bygones be bygones and let them continue mm-hmm. to rule and reign over everybody
and
here.
And we can keep moving further to authoritarianism.
And you have to accept everything that they do.
Because here's the thing people don't understand about authoritarianism. It doesn't stop. It does not stop.
Right.
You think it does.
Right.
You think that if you're in the in group and you do what the in group wants you to do.
Right.
No, that's not enough. They will find someone else because the scapegoat is the thing.
Right.
They need a scapegoat. So once all the other scapegoats are gone, you know, so, and once they get rid of the socialists and the communists and you know, black people, all those other people,
right.
They're going to go inward and they're going to find someone else. You are not doing everything they want exactly how they want. They know that, but they're tolerating you because you are serving a purpose for them. Once you are no longer use, and we see this all the time, mm-hmm. they cut you loose.
Oh, yeah.
Look at what happened with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was in the in-group.
Yeah,
she was.
She was
in the in-group. She was deep in the in-group.
Yeah, she was.
Now, all of a sudden, oh, she questioned your leader. She's got to go.
Yeah, because it started affecting her whole family. And I'm glad that she opened up her eyes, finally.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked when I started to agree with a lot of stuff that she was saying.
Yeah, same here.
I'm like, oh, my God. Wait, what?
She was blowing the whistle, boy, loud and clear.
Yeah.
People didn't pay her no attention.
Right. Because she's no longer in the in-group.
Right.
So, therefore, she's ostracized.
She's outcast.
So, once again, she's not a human anymore.
Right.
She's the other.
Right. She's the other. We don't want to hear what she got to say.
Right. Because she's just, you know, she's worst thing she could ever be, a white female.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we know how females are, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're overly emotional.
Underclass.
Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry. How many outbursts have we had from the potato?
Don't even mention it.
You know, the whole quiet piggy? Quiet piggy.
Oh, gosh.
You know, you're so disrespectful with the way you're talking to me.
Right.
Dude, you existing is disrespectful. You just being where you are is disrespectful.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
Get over it.
Yeah.
You're in public office. Guess what? People get to ask you questions. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, that's fine.
Right.
You know what you can do about it? You can step down.
Oh, that'd be great.
And then you can shut up and never talk again, and everybody will forget who you are,
right.
And you'll never have to worry about being asked right. anything ever again.
Mm-mm.
But you like to be in the spotlight. You like it all to be about you, so guess what? Everything is about you.
Right.
So I don't know what the big deal is.
He don't want to be accountable for anything.
No, he wants to take credit for things like, the medical pharmaceutical drug prices going down.
Right.
He held up that big huge note. It's like, hey, look, I did this. Like, no, you didn't. It says in the thing you shared, Biden did that.
Yeah.
You are so delusional that. You can't even strip the person's name off of the thing you're trying to take credit for.
Kennedy Center, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Kennedy Center, where he had to put his name up there. And then
it was up
then,
there.
Yeah. And then he got shamed into removing it.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
he didn't want to show it for like a while.
2 years.
Who does that? Who does that? No rational person does that. No rational person goes, I'm going to put my name on this thing. And then, oh, I couldn't do that? Okay, well, just don't take it down. Who does that?
I don't know.
Please tell me, a rational person that does that. And then not only that, but he's trying to get all this stuff named after him. Why? We know you're a horrible person. We don't need a monument to tell us that.
Who haven't done anything.
Right.
Earn it.
You know, what did Kennedy do that he deserved that his name on stuff?
Right.
What
right,
I wonder
absolutely.
What he did.
Right. We're
wonder
out of
what
time.
He did.
We're out of time.
Oh no, I'd love to answer that question.
You're listening to the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN.